State Representative Tim Remley joins us. He's just returned a few days ago from the Southern States Energy Board. Why, first of all, Tim, and for folks who are hearing this interview in Missouri, why is this an important group to belong to for Missouri?
Well, it's a group of 16 to 18 states now that join together and discuss energy issues that are important to all of our states. And we look at different legislation that we've all done in our states, and we also put together some resolutions that we vote on. Each state has a vote, and each state gets one vote, and then we send it to Congress for them to consider. And actually, some of the resolutions that we have done in the past have actually went to Congress, and they did some of them. So it's not like we're just putting words there, but we've actually seen a lot of good things come about because of that. And it's a highly respected group.
All right, and you had a resolution that passed dealing, I understand, with natural gas and especially with coal.
Yeah, the coal and natural gas is such a vital part of our economies and also this way we get our base load for power. And it's so important that we invest in that. And so I wrote a resolution, and it was adopted. And what it does, it encourages Congress, the United States, to invest in coal and natural gas. With the new inventions we have coming on, you know, we see solar and wind a lot of times get a lot of funding from the federal government. What the resolution is doing is asking them to consider coal and gas on an equal playing field on the money that they give to that industry. And, you know, it actually passed in good, great numbers. And it was very, very exciting day for me.
All right. How vital is coal, especially moving forward for the United States?
Oh, it's huge, Bob. You know, we're seeing so much great things done in the coal industry. There's rare earth elements now that's being used. And you know, this can be used in products that we make things with in factories. And you know, so we're seeing some of it coming back to the United States because we've been getting it all from China. Most of all are rare earth elements, and they're finding a lot of the rare earth elements that they're getting from China in some of these coal veins. And, you know, and they did find some in Missouri coal. The samples that I sent off, actually they found some rare earth elements in that. And we're kind of waiting on a report to see what companies might be interested in those rare earth elements. And, you know, as we move forward, you know, we would work really hard on this. And because I'd like to, with all the coal reserves that we have in the United States, and as I see the new inventions coming on that actually takes the sulfur out of coal, you know, we have great possibilities. I really believe that. And it may not be in the near future, but, you know, you just have to keep at it, you know. And the coal is the base load. You know, like it was brought out to Kentucky. The meeting was in Louisville, Kentucky. And, you know, they get 85% of their power from coal still today. And you know, we have a high percentage in Missouri that we get our power from, and it is a base load. It's 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. We can depend on it. And you know, you can't say that with the renewables, and they're a long way out. It was pointed out that it'll probably be in the 2040s or maybe even the 2050s before we can even see the technology to where, you know, they may carry some of the base load, but they're still going to be relying on coal and gas, and we have plenty of it. And we're seeing many other countries are begging the United States to sell them their coal because green has not worked out too well for their, and it became a very expensive and high cost and unreliable.
All right, you said you had a workshop you participated in with the governor of, what was it, Kentucky? How'd that go?
Oh, it went great. Governor Bevin is just a down-to-earth guy you can sit down and talk with, and he has a lot of just common sense. And so we got to talk about the issues that our states are facing and some of the things that's been forced on this. And, you know, Scott Pruitt was there as well, so he was in a meeting, and he spoke on some of them. He came in and was at Thomasville Power Plant. It was the EPA director at the time. And so it was really exciting to get to talk with these guys. I'm just going to give you an example, Bob. You know, Bush 1, Clinton, and Bush 2 all had regulations dealing with the environment. Like they had 5 total with 3 presidents. Under the Obama administration, there was over 55 rules and regulations put out. And you know, those regulations, what killed and a lot of the industry, that's what killed a lot of, actually thousands of jobs, coal mining jobs. They pointed that out, that how many jobs at West Virginia and Virginia and Kentucky lost during that time period. And so as we see coal being realized, how important it is and how clean it is, and I want to emphasize that even our power plant has been a highlight. We talk about how Associated Electric has went above and beyond. They've always met the regulations, usually about 3 years ahead of time before it's actually mandated. You had to do that. So, you know, we've seen companies being very responsible with the pollution. And it's been exciting to see the results and see the facts put out there. And that's what I like about this meetings too. You know, they have all the documentation and they have facts. And you can't argue with the facts. And Marathon gave another great seminar, you know, that, you know, 96% of all the products that we use every day, clothes, boots, you just name it. I mean, cell phones, I just could go on and on. But, you know, it all comes from fossil fuels. And it was pointed out, and all the chemicals that come from fossil fuels that is used in almost all the products that we use every single day.
All right. Are you going to stay involved with this group after your term when the legislature is done, or how does that work?
Well, usually as far as they just have to, you have to be an active legislator. And I'm hoping to work with the speaker that will be appointed after I'm gone. And whoever's the state representative after me, that I can work with them to make sure they get on the energy board. I'm hoping that they can be appointed, because coal is such a vital, you know, our power plant is such a vital part of our economy around here. And so I'm going to stay active as I can. And, you know, and so, and I'm also going to be working with some of these few people that's got some of these inventions that actually... I'm going to try to promote that and push it forward, that we can see the coal industry still a strong and vital part of our economy.
I'd say Representative Tim Remley has joined us today.